SpaceX's huge news, another successful launch, Apple's keynote event recap, a lab-grown antibiotic, and much, much more on this episode, episode 16 of the Weekly Science Report. A plastic-eating trap. Quote, a Dutch nonprofit deployed a giant floating trap into the San Francisco Bay. The organization, called the Ocean Cleanup, says that the trap will scoop up plastic debris in the Pacific Ocean, end quote. The nearly 2,000-foot-long contraption is powered by water current. These currents push the net into a U-shape so that it can catch and corral plastics. Then, after X amount of time, the garbage can be pulled up and sorted. It sounds like a great start. However, some experts say it could catch and harm marine life, which is a valid concern. If this trap passes the test in the bay, then it will move on to other areas such as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch near Hawaii, where it could really make a big dent and help out, especially if there are multiple of them. It's a really cool idea. Let's see if it works in execution, obviously. There is a concern for wildlife or marine life, excuse me, but there is way too much plastic in our ocean, so this thing, this contraption, whatever it is, this could definitely help. The source for this was Futures, and let's move on to the next article. A lab-grown antibiotic. Quote, a team of Chinese researchers think they found a new weapon against antibiotic resistance, a fungal compound called Albosin Delta 2 that we can actually recreate in the lab, end quote. I'm going to read a little bit more about the antibiotic. Quote, we know from previous research that Albosins had antimicrobial properties, but it wasn't until this research team dug into the fungal compounds that they learned that one specific compound, Albosin Delta 2, was especially adept at killing bacteria. It even outperformed a number of established antibiotics, including penicillin, when tested against notoriously difficult to treat methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or MRSA, end quote. A majority of the antibiotics are extremely difficult to create in the lab, so this has serious potential. The source for this was Futurism. Water on Jupiter? New research tells us that the Great Red Spot on Jupiter contains the first evidence of water on the planet. Using radiation data collected by iShell and Keck 2, scientists found out that the Great Red Spot has three layers and that the layer highest above the cloud tops potentially is composed of frozen water. The scientists who worked on this said that Jupiter may even have more water than on Earth. Well, why is this important? This discovery, if proved true, could help us understand our solar system and Jupiter much better. We could then also use a technique used by these scientists to calculate the amount of water on other planets, like Uranus, too. Overall, it is a very cool discovery, and if it is confirmed, it could be huge. The source is Futurism. Apple's 2018 keynote. What was released? On September 12, 2018, Apple held its annual keynote. Among the products released was a new Apple Watch and multiple iPhones. The Apple Watch Series 4 features a much bigger display with lesser bezel, a revised design, a new electrocardiogram feature, and new watch faces, among other things. Next, they started announcing the iPhones. The first to come up were the iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max. The iPhone XS is basically the exact same thing as the original iPhone X, except with a newer A12 Bionic, updates to Face ID, newer glass, and a slightly updated display, along with many other new camera features such as auto HDR and some new effects. Overall, not that big of an update, a very infinitesimal incremental update, from the iPhone X, and I definitely don't recommend updating from an iPhone X to an iPhone XS. The iPhone XS Max was a little bit better than the regular XS. It's basically an exact replica of the XS, except with an astounding 6.5 edge-to-edge OLED display, and it has a bit more power and battery life than its smaller sibling. That's a little bit more exciting than the XS, personally. And arguably, the biggest part of the event was the iPhone XR. This is the budget phone of the new lineup with bright, peppy new colors, an edge-to-edge LCD display, so it's different from the OLED. It still has a single camera, but it has many new features that the older devices didn't have to keep it up to date, keep it you know, on par with double-lens cameras. Apple expects this to be its most popular seller of the lineup because of its attractive $750 starting price point. Other than that, it has many other features in common with the other phones. Some other noteworthy things to talk about that concern the event. Sadly, no AirPower Matte or update to AirPods, as many were hoping. Also, with this new lineup of iPhones comes the exile of the original iPhone X, the iPhone SE, and the iPhone 6 lineup. So they are no longer, you are no longer able to buy them officially through Apple, at least new. This event was kind of controversial. Some people said, you know, this is not innovation. And I agreed that iPhone XS was really not a lot. Sorry, I just put my phone down if you heard a bump. The iPhone XS really was an infinitesimal upgrade, and I don't think people should upgrade from the 10 to the XS. iPhone XS Max, better, and the iPhone XR, I think that's where a lot of people are going to be going. And that's a pretty cool phone. So other than that, that's about it. The source of this was Apple and Apple's website. Let's get on to a SpaceX story. Another SpaceX launch. On Monday, September 10th at 12:45 a.m., a Falcon 9 Block 5 lifted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Atop the rocket was the Telstar 18 Vantage communication satellite, also known as the Telstar 18V, from Telesat. But more on that satellite in a bit. The first stage was successfully landed on the Of Course I Still Love You drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, some other interesting information. This is the 61st flight of a Falcon 9 rocket, the 16th mission for SpaceX in 2018, and the 29th successfully landed booster. Now let's talk about that satellite. The Telstar 18 Vantage was a whopping 15,564 pounds, or 7,060 kilograms, making it one of the heaviest communication satellite ever. SpaceX successfully brought it to a geostationary transfer orbit. Great, another great launch by SpaceX. So excited that these are finally getting routine. As someone pointed out, these launches are getting boring. And that's good, because SpaceX wants them to become so routine that they're getting boring. So that's the Telstar 18 Vantage launch. Now let's talk about some other SpaceX news, and the source for the information of this launch was everydayastronaut.com. And now for the biggest bit of news. SpaceX going to the moon? In a mysterious and cryptic tweet on Thursday, SpaceX announced that it would fly its first private passenger around the moon with its BFR. It gave no dates or details about the flight or the passenger, but it did say they would have an event to announce the details of the launch, the when and where, and the rider on Monday. The event is going to take place this Monday, or the 17th of September to be exact. It will, at least for where I am in the Midwest, be taking place around 8 to 8:30 p.m. Musk did give a few clues on Twitter, and so did the picture that SpaceX gave. Now, the picture that was given by SpaceX shows a different-looking configuration of the Big Falcon rocket and the Big Falcon spaceship, or the BFR and the BFS. And when Musk was asked about this new design, he confirmed it. He confirmed that this was a new configuration of the BFR and the BFS. Also, when asked if he was the passenger that was being talked about, he replied with a Japanese flag, prompting many to think the passenger may be Japanese. Now, this is a really big announcement, and I definitely will cover it on next week's This Week in Science after the actual press event has happened. It came out of the blue. No one was expecting this at all, but it's really awesome. Now, it is important to say that they are not actually landing on the moon, for my belief. I do believe that they are just going to do a flyby of the moon with one passenger, it seems like just one passenger. So that's really cool. And timeline. Well, I was kind of looking around, like, when would they launch it? Obviously, the BFR and the BFS aren't even remotely ready yet. So we could definitely expect it to be at minimum. And this is a super optimistic hope. Minimum around the early 2020s, maybe mid-2020s would be more realistic. But then again, SpaceX does not disappoint, and they do always seem to go pretty fast, faster than a lot of other companies in the industry. So I wouldn't be surprised if they could do it in the early 2020s or even sooner somehow, but definitely not this year, the year after, probably not the year after that either. But it's a really cool announcement. I mean, This is big. I mean, this is really, really big. And most likely, this will be the first manned test of a BFR and BFS. And this, I mean, a lot of things are going on with SpaceX. This is a big time, very cool time to be a SpaceX and just space exploration fan, to be honest with you. I mean, we have, like, SpaceX is ramping up their launches, and, you know, just a few weeks ago, they announced that they would be flying astronauts to the International Space Station. This would be the first time astronauts were brought to the International Space Station on American ground since a few years ago, I'm blanking on the name, the space shuttle, and now we've got this, now we've got a private passenger going around the moon in a BFR or BFS sometime, which is just insane. And if all these things go well, this would really cement SpaceX in the aerospace industry and give it even bigger reputation than it already has right now. So I'm really excited. I'm super excited for these manned launches, and I'm super excited, like, just ecstatic for the BFR and BFS announcement as well. So like I said, great time to be a SpaceX fan. Great time to be a space exploration fan. Great time to be alive in general. So I'm super excited about this, and I will definitely talk about this more on next week, the Weekly Science Report episode, after we know all the information for sure. Again, the event will be taking place on next Monday, or the 17th of September. I will be watching it around 8 p.m. my time and Central Time. So if you do live in the Midwest, that is where you'll be able to find it. And, excuse me. So, yeah, I just cannot wait. I would love to hear more about the new BFR, BFS configuration and the passenger. That's another big thing. So, again, I will definitely talk about this. I'm ecstatic. And that's it for today's episode of the Weekly Science Report. Now, it's been a little bit hectic with school and getting things done, so I do apologize for that, but hopefully we should be getting back on track now. If you have anything to talk to me about, did I miss an article, did I miss an important fact, do you want to talk to me about some of the things we discussed today, you can find me on Twitter at TWISIPodcast or on Gmail, or you can email me at TWISIPodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow me at TWISIPodcast on Twitter for updates about the podcast. And oftentimes I'll share and retweet things I think are interesting in science and technology. So follow me there if you would like. It is the podcast's official Twitter feed. And yeah, that's, like I said, that's about it. I mean, some major events that have been happening the past few weeks. So thank you so much for watching. And again, I'm ecstatic for some of these new SpaceX announcements. They're really... It's a great time to be broadcasting or reporting on science and technology because there's just so many things happening. So again, I want to thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next episode of the Weekly Science Report.